forever in their eyes. Early one morning, I witness romance at one of the least expected places in the world, a long-term care facility. At the time, my father shared a room with three other gentlemen. While it wasn't an ideal situation, it was the best the administrator could do at the time. A few days before this particular visit, an elderly couple was admitted to the facility. Since there wasn't a double room available, they were forced to separate the couple. The gentleman, Mr. West, name has been changed, was placed in the bed beside Daddy. His wife, Mrs. West, shared a room with several other ladies down the hall. When I went to see Daddy that morning, I met Mr. West. Three employees were working with him. He hadn't eaten a bite of food since he was admitted several days earlier. I could tell by the expression on the nurses' faces that they were worrying about him. While one nurse was trying to get him to open his mouth with spoonfuls of gelatin, another nurse was trying to coax him to drink a health shake from a straw. The third nurse was standing nearby with a cup of water. Mr. West refused to open his mouth for any of them. "Let's try this one," one of the nurses said. She pulled out a lollipop, tore off the paper, and offered it to Mr. West. His lips were clamped together tightly. He refused to listen to reason. Finally, he uttered something about his sweetheart, who was resting down the hall. "Go get Mrs. West," the nurse instructed to her helper, while handing her the lollipop. "Maybe Mr. West will eat for her."